Thank you. são relevantes. Ou duas são relevantes. Ou duas duas chimam, ou duas chimam. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
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 Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya
Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya
Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta.
Hare Krishna. So continue our reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and we're reading from the Adilila, chapter 7, which is entitled Lord Chaitanya in Five Features, and today we are reading text 26. So please repeat. Satjana.
Sajana.
Dujana.
Dujana.
Pango.
Pango.
Jada.
Jada.
Andagana.
Andagana.
Prema van aya.
Prema van aya.
Do. Do. Do bhailai la.
Do bhailo.
Do bhailo.
Jagatera.
Jagatera.
Jana.
Jana.
Sejana Dorjan Pango Jata Andagan.
Sajana Dorjana Pango Jata Andagan.
Prema Van Aya Dubaila Jagatera Jan.
Prema Van Aya Dubaila Jagatera Jan.
Sejana Dorjana Pango Jata Andagan.
Sajana Dorjana Pango Jata Andagan.
Prema Van Aya Dubaila Jagatera Jan.
Prema
Vardai Duvaila Jagate Rajan. Sajjana Dojana Pango Jada Andagan.
Sajjana Dojana
Pango Jada Andagan. Prema Vardai Duvaila Jagate Rajan.
Prema Vardai Duvaila Jagate
Rajan. Sajjana Dojana Pango Jada Andagan.
Sajjana Dojana Pango Jada Andagan.
Prema Vardai Duvaila Jagate Rajan.
Prema Vardai Duvaila Jagate Rajan. Sajana Durjana Dur. Sajana Durjana Pango Jara Andhagan.
Sajana Durjana Pango Jara Andhagan.
Prema Vardai Duvaila Jagate Rajan.
Prema Vardai Duvaila Jagate Rajan.
Sajana Durjana Pango Jara Andhagan. Prema Vardai Duvaila Jagate Rajan.
Sajana Durjana Pango Jada Andagan.
Prema Vardai Duvaila Jagate Rajan.
Sajana Durjana Pango Jada Andagan. Ladies, please.
Sajana Jana 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 Jana
Jana
Jana Jana Jana Jana Jana
Sajjana.
Sajjana.
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
Durjana.
Durjana.
Rose.
Rose.
Pango. Jada,
Jada,
invalid, Andagan, blind man, Prema Vanaya, the inundation of love of Godhead, Dubaila, drowned, Jagatera, all over the world, Jan, people. So translation of the Bhagavad is A.C. Bhakti Mantra Swami Prabhupada. Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
The Krishna conscious movement will inundate the entire world and drown everyone. Whether one be a gentleman, a rogue, or even lame, invalid, or blind. The Krishna conscious movement will inundate the entire world and drown everyone. Whether one be a gentleman, a rogue, or even lame, invalid or blind. Here again, it may be emphasized that although jealous rascals protest that Europeans and Americans cannot be given the sacred fed or sannyas, there is no need to even consider whether one is a gentleman or a rogue, because this is a spiritual movement which is not concerned with the external body of skin and bones, because it is being properly conducted under the guidance of the Panchatattva, strictly following the regulative principles. It has nothing to do with external impediments. Om Gana Tumanda Sarayana Sarakaya Chakshum Chakshum Vipamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Tasvi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Yananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Asadivo Bhaktavita Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just read the verse once more. Satyam, Dujam, Pambo, Jagam, Dagam, Prema, Vanaya, Dubhaya, Jagatim, Dujam. The Krishna conscious movement will invade the entire world and drown everyone, whether one be a gentleman, a rogue, or even a lame, invalid, or blind. Namaste, Sarasati Devi, Gaudavara, Chaitanya, Nirvishesha, Sundarata, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hopefully it's understood. So it mentions in the verse that love, Krishna consciousness will drown everyone, whether one be a rogue or even lame, you're blind. The point is that it is expected that whether if one is a rogue, that when one becomes a gentleman, that should be understood. This is the gentleman or lady. And this is one of the symptoms of someone's made an advancement, is that one has become purified of one's previous conditioned nature. This is one of the symptoms of love of Godhead, and that there's a change of character. And to change one's character is not so easy. To change one's jumper is quite easy. To change one's hairstyle is quite easy. But to actually change our conditioned nature takes something extraordinary, something extra special. And that, for all intents and purposes, is prema dhamma, that is love of God. That's love of God. So that's how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his devotees was recognized to be none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they saw that even the unqualified were becoming overwhelmed with ecstatic love of God. Even those meat eaters, people from all unqualified platforms were becoming ecstatic in pure love of God. So there they said, so you must be none other than the Supreme Person of Godhead himself. Because no one else can do that. No one else can do that. So, change our conditioned nature. Even the word condition means you have to act in a certain way, isn't it? If you're conditioned, like a conditioned soul acts in a certain way, and mind is conditioned in a certain way. So to change that condition. So that's what we are doing. That's what we are doing. By the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have been given an opportunity to obtain the highest qualification to be attained in the material world. There is no higher thing to be achieved in the whole of material creation, in all the different planetary systems, of which there's billions and billions of planetary systems. The highest thing to be obtained is Krishna prema, is love for Krishna. There isn't anything that comes anywhere near what is to be attained. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was continuing the amazing feature of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially reading in this chapter, is that which is not available to everyone is being just given away quite freely, without much consideration for one's qualification. It's described, isn't it, as we understand that Lord Krishna, when he appeared 5,000 or so years ago, he gave specific qualifications that one, quite strict rules, regulations, qualifications for obtaining his lotus feet. But described that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he actually describes in one verse that he's running after the conditioned souls. Even though they run the other way, he's running after them. Just like you see hooked issues. They run after it. So, Prasha does this, and we go like Prasha, it's a great pleasure to have his association. It really feels he doesn't let anyone go very easily. He follows them down the road. Across the, yesterday he was following someone up the road, over the zebra crossing. So this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chasing the conditioned souls. Even chasing the conditioned souls, we say D as if we're not conditioned souls. The person speaking, I'm one of the conditioned souls. But so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is making this, going to great, great extent to give it out, to give opportunities to everyone. Krishna says, Sāvadhāma priyacchāma dīkāma us. It's a process of surrender, but also I was contemplating, I was thinking of getting a chance to ask a question on this subject, I was thinking over it, that this verse, which we understand Krishna spoke in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Sāvadhāma priyacchāma dīkāma us, just surrender unto me. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's just giving. But still, we understand from reading Śrīla Prabhupāda's purports that still this is a major factor, isn't it? We're always trying to surrender. This is still an important principle. So I was thinking, it seems like it's not exactly negated. It's not exactly negated, it's still an important principle. One does have to surrender. Sounds like a bit of a contradiction. Trying to understand it. But what is that surrender that's being asked? This is an important one. What is the surrender that is being asked by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is he asking for us to do? Chant our own name. He's just asking us to put our name, arms in the air and chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
That's it. Plus, he's just asking us to actually make it so easy, so easily available. Yeah. It's so easily available. Yeah. Just chant and dance, you know. And that was the okay. Then we say, oh yeah, but you know, we have to do this, or if we can't do that, can't do this, can't, you know, we can't, you know, we can't go to calls and making bets, and we can't go gambling, you know, we can't engage in illicit activities. You know. But no. First things first, chant the holy name, and then that will come. First, innovate ourselves in the holy name. That's what that was Prabhupada's specific technique of preaching, wasn't it? Just to give everyone, just to engage everyone in chanting. Yeah. What did Prabhupada do in Tompkins Square Park? He didn't get a. It wasn't like he, you know, Prabhupada didn't get a. Didn't take a flip chart to Tompkins Square Park and wrote down the four regular principles. Okay, everyone, gather here. If you want to change, okay, first. No, he didn't even preach. He didn't sit down and say, how are you, where do you come from, you know, you know, what do you believe in? He didn't do that. He just sat down and, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Rama. You know, so powerful, yeah, so powerful. And I was just, Monday, when we were watching this Prabhupada memories, amazing, Noah Narayan, which is about catch what we're saying. But he was describing quite amazingly how he's someone who's never has no idea or concept about Krishna consciousness at all. And he just sees Prabhupada chanting in a Tompkins Square Park, and he describes that he describes that he was into some kind of mystical type things. And what he used to do, as far as I could gather what he was saying, he used to try to just stare at people by being behind them and try and influence them to turn around. You know, you ever done that where you feel like someone's looking at you? Something. So he was trying to do that to Prabhupada, staring at him intensely, you know? Prabhupada didn't budge. Prabhupada was completely transcendental. And then he came to a point where he kind of, in his mentality, he kind of gave up and thought, oh, this is someone gross, this is someone special. And then he described how Prabhupada just turned around at that point and just looked at him. And that look imbued him with the faith to surrender to Prabhupada. It imbued him with love of God. He actually felt ecstatic and he felt emotional. And he felt, I want to give my life to this person. You know, I want to surrender my whole life and soul to this person. Prabhupada glances in at this man. Very, very powerful. So, practically speaking, Kevala Ananda Kanda, yeah, this path is simply a joyful experience. Chant the holy name, raise a hand. But Prabhupada said, so we simply ask you to raise your arms in the air and chant the holy name. But you cannot even do that. We said we have troubled on even doing that. But that's the point. That's the process. To take part in the Sankirtan movement is to chant the holy names of the Lord. And then we all taste to one degree or another, I'm sure. We have all tasted here, I think. I'm sure everyone has tasted some love of God. Of course, everyone is humble, so you know. I haven't. But no, we've all tasted something. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. You know? We wouldn't be here. Yeah. We'd be somewhere else. You know? And we can see, practically see it as well, as we mentioned before, we can see, for instance, if you observe when a Harinam goes out and it's the ones are chanting very nicely, then it affects people. Yeah. People become affected. What are they becoming affected by? Love of God. Yeah? The same as when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was travelling through the villages and he was chanting, all the villages come overwhelmed. Just stay silent. And the same, of course, it's a bit different. You go down Oxford Street, it's not like everyone on Oxford Street becomes overwhelmed. But perhaps if it was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting, he would climb to the top, or it might be like that. It becomes overwhelmed. One of God. So let's make sure we're focused. I'll just backtrack a bit. So is another experience on just the experience and how people really appreciate devotees. And we should understand that if they're appreciating devotees, then they're appreciating Lord Chaitanya. If they're appreciating devotees, then they're appreciating Krishna. So it's very important for us is to be nice representatives. If they appreciate this. And we was doing a door to door the first day on book distribution. We was knocking on people's doors. And it was very nice because the first impression I got is that people very much appreciate it. Of course, the old person doesn't. A lot of people appreciate devotees, Just by seeing devotees, it was me, Kashyapu, and Premanava. And many people on the street were just coming up to us and going, "Hello, everyone, Hare Krishna." And one man was even hanging out of his window. And at the top, he was waving, going, "Yes, yes." spread the good message. He was waving out of his window at the top as he was knocking on the door. So as much as possible, we should drink deeply the nectar of Harinam Sankirtan. This is our means for spreading Krishna consciousness. To really drink deeply, really try and take the process very, very seriously and very sincerely. And really try and just... The idea is that, in a temple, we have a preaching activities and when we come back in the temple, we should just absorb so much of the nectar of the Lord's darshan, nectar of the Lord's holy name, so imbues the heart, imbues the heart with happiness and bliss. Then it's that which we can go out with, and it's that which we can impress people. Not that we want to impress people, not in that sense, we want to be someone special, but it's that which will convince people to stop, convince people not to listen. And this is what will spread Krishna consciousness. And let's just go back to the verse. I'll go to the verse here. This is the Krishna conscious movement will in the entire world drown everyone. So this is an interesting concept. Krishna consciousness will inundate the entire world and drown everyone. Does that mean literally? That's the question. Does that mean literally? The Krishna consciousness movement will invade the entire world and drown everyone.
Maybe it is literally, but our problem is just don't see it.
Huh. the Vaishnavas will die trying. That's the point. We will die trying to spread Prabhupada. You know, give his whole life to spreading Krishna consciousness. This is our aim. It's the end of the day. That's actually the wishing statement of our temple. Isn't it? To flood London with love of God. This is the Krishna consciousness will ruin the entire world and drown everyone. Yeah. We are just in the beginnings of the Krishna consciousness movement. We're in the very beginnings. We're in the seed-like form of the Krishna consciousness movement. You know? Yes, it will happen. As Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has predicted, it will happen. Of course, there will always be some people who are determined to miss the mercy. You know? And the future of the Krishna consciousness movement is in the hands of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and specifically protected by the Lord, in the hands of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we are just to, as the Arjuna was an instrument for the will of Krishna, we also are instruments for the will of Krishna in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the movement will spread. Just as we have been affected, it's just, again, just we should reflect on perhaps our aspirations before we joined Krishna consciousness. Our aspirations before we came to Krishna consciousness, our desires or our style of life before we came to Krishna consciousness. So we have changed to one degree or another, to a large degree or to some degree. We have changed. So similarly, we can test the color of rice by one grain of rice. So if we become changed, surely others become changed as well. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions or comments? Yes.
I know a little bit, but I don't know much about it. I'm not sure. Why we celebrate Diwali?
Any questions on the subject? Why we celebrate Diwali? Why not?
Why not? I understand, but what is reason?
It's Diwali is specifically celebrating when Lord Ram returns to Ayodhya after defeating Ravana. Yeah. So he comes and all of Ayodhya is lit with lamps. Yeah. So that's a particular pastime. Yeah. So we celebrate that. So let's just go back to this point, is that we should take full use of the opportunity that we have, and really try and imbibe this mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just giving up. It's not as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful of all incarnations. So how many incarnations are there, Lord Krishna? Hundreds of millions. As many as there are waves on the ocean. And so many incarnations of the Lord there are. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically, also Lord Nityananda and the Panchatattva. This chapter is entitled Lord Chaitanya in Five Features. Their mood, as Bhakti Vrishabha Madhava Maharaj was very nicely describing, we should try and really imbibe and tune into their mood. Yeah? And tune into their mood. One of the mood of Lord Chaitanya is munificence. Yeah? Just munificence. All dharya. You're just munificent. You know? Giving out this very special gift. And then we have Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, specifically empowered his immediate associates. And not just his immediate associates, but also all his associates. You know? also empowered, specifically thinking of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who was very much empowered. And we see the very story where he was very much relevant to us, where Lord Nityananda Prabhu liberates Jagai Madai. Very much relevant to us, Prabhupada said, in this age everyone is Jagai Madai. Everyone is Jagai Madai. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered or Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he had converted Jagai Madai. There was definitely rogues. As I was born as Brahmins, there was definitely rogues. And in Chaitanya Bhagavat, it gives a more graphic description of their activities of Jagai Madai. They would definitely be banned from the temple. They definitely wouldn't be allowed in the temple. Call the police straight away. But their hearts became changed. Their hearts became completely transformed. And they was very much repentant. They was very much repentant of their previous activities before. And it's described that the people in general, when they heard that Jagai Madai had become devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they become very much amazed. They was very much amazed, but still they couldn't really describe that Jagai Madai, their atrocities were so bad that even though they'd been heard and seen to become changed, still people in general, some people couldn't really believe it. For instance, for especially those whose relatives have been killed by Jagai Madai, they found it very, and they couldn't really. And some of them would throw abuse at Jagai Madai. When they was Jagai Madai, there was Jagai Madai, both of them, they was employing Lord Nityananda. They was in great in a great ecstasy, in a great bath of devotional sentiment after their conversion. They was very much overruled with great emotions about what they was doing before, and they very much, many times they would be begging Lord Nityananda, saying, "What can we do? We've done so much wrong." So Lord Nityananda instructed them that they should build some ghats. So that's what they did, some baby ghats with their bare hands. There's a river and builds a ghat is steps which go down to the river. So people can bathe. So with their bare hands, they was making this gap. And people were coming, and they were remember their past activities. Some of them would throw abuse at them. Some of them would throw all types of things at them. And Jagai Madai would be begging for their forgiveness. They would be and they would fall down at their feet. So we simply the same, perhaps not as graphic, but similarly, but we've come from degraded backgrounds. So we should never become proud. We should never become proud. Prabhupada said also, we should never forget where we came from. We always reflect on where we came from. Any questions or comments? Yes,
you mentioned a very nice class. You mentioned if Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes here in Oxford Street, people will maybe dance more. We see there's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his name, Holy Name, is both are the same, correct?
Yes.
And so devotees are chanting Hare Krishna in the in dancing ecstatic. Why not everybody dancing there?
That is a special sankirtan. King Pratyaparudra, when he was observing the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they were singing kirtan. They come from Bengal, and they were singing kirtan. And he described, I've heard the chanting of the holy name before, but this is, what is this? who was he asking? Govinda? Who was he asking? Brahmana, he was consulting with one devotee. Was watching from the palace, and one devotee was pointing out to King Pratyaparudra all the different associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Shiva and Sain, this is Lord Shananda. And he was saying, what is this kirtan? This is just amazing. So he said, this is a praying kirtan. In other words, where all those who are taking part are viewed or have Krishna praying. That's the point. So that's extra, even more powerful. So what quality of name are we chanting? That's the point. What is the quality of, quality of who is taking part in Harinam Sankirtan? So that's why it's very nice when devotees have a taste for Harinam. But actually, it's much more ecstatic, when they're chanting the holy name, then they can attract more people, So it's made, that's probably by dint of the qualification. As well, also of those who are taking part, also should be considered is that the personal presence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like Prabhupada, the very powerful personality, you can imagine that the presence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is definitely something extraordinary. Extraordinary, the potency of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Panchatattva. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nishananda chanting the Lotus Stream. Still, there'd be some rascals who would, of course. Just even Krishna personally appeared, still many persons didn't recognize him. But we should be, but the idea is to just like associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became empowered. It's like Nishinadev Brahmachari was one such devotee. He became, described Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was practically manifest fully within his heart. And he was exhibiting all the ecstatic symptoms, just as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is it Nishinadev Brahmachari? He was exhibiting all the ecstatic symptoms, all the ecstasies of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Any more questions or comments? Yes?
Sorry.
Yes?
I'd actually, if you could ask, explain why we fasting twice a month, which is for Ekadasi
days. Perhaps we can field your questions after. It's not quite on time.
Sorry.
Any questions on the subject? Yes. Yeah, in the verse it says that.
Prabhupada speaks about Krishna conscious governments in countries.
Yes.
And sometimes, but it's hard to kind of see how that's going to manifest. And the Bhagavad Gita Krishna says that sometimes to remove the demonic influence, get demons to fight the demons. Do you know if there's any other references that specify how the change, we know the change will happen, but in terms of how it will happen, do you know if there's any references we've heard from the Vedas or Shastra that explain the steps to the change?
Well, the most important thing, it will, the most important thing to consider first is how it will change. It's one, I remember one time I was on the Harinam, and I was contemplating this before, and then on Harinam, it was such an ecstatic Harinam, everyone was becoming so much affected. This was a Saturday night, that it came to me. This is how it's going to happen. This is how it's going to happen. And the holy name is so powerful. So powerful. Everyone's become ecstatic. You know, so many people taking part. This is how it happened. The actual details, the specific details, perhaps is not so important, you know, but it will happen in the 11th, 12th canto. I don't know if it's kind of related, but it's described that there is kings who are present now, you know, in Nave, and they're waiting for the onset of the next age. And they're present in this age of Kali, but they're waiting. They're waiting, it's described, I'm going to read it, it's interesting, but they're actually waiting, they have great yogic powers, so they're waiting in some type of form, they're, you know, taking shelters and mystical forms which you can't see. You know. And so the actual details, like it's not, the actual details is not given, perhaps because it's not so important, you know? It's not like, you know, it's not given, then, you know. At least not to my knowledge. It might be in some scripture, in some Quran, but at least not to my knowledge, it's not there. I've not come across where it says then in 2012. You know, they all do this, they all do that. Mm-hmm. India will do this. And then, you know, but there, it's not given. There's no specific details. It's not actually given. But if you read through Prabhupada's books, and in his purples, Prabhupada gives, in his purpose, he gives many instructions which are not practically applicable or so relevant to the present climate, to the present establishment of Krishna consciousness. But it will become relevant more. Some, in the same Prabhupada's purpose, where he says somewhere in the first canto, he describes that people should be imprisoned or killed for eating meat. He makes such quite strong statements, you know. In other words, he's preaching or he's laying out the structure of a worldwide society of Krishna consciousness, you know. And that Guru Prabhupada's purpose gives different directives of a government's structure of running, you know. And he's not making it, in one sense he's based, in one sense we could say he's, you know, basing it on the rule of Maharaj Yudhisthira, you know, and Prabhupada said as well, he said that my books will be the law books for the next 10,000 years. You know? So, and we can see that now, more and more, Prabhupada's statements about Vana and Ashram are becoming more and more kind of evidence, and more kind of devotees are seeing, yes, this is what we have to do in order to have a worldwide society of Krishna consciousness, where before these statements of one ashram wasn't so important, wasn't taken by some devotees as so important, but now these instructions are becoming very, very relevant, becoming very, very relevant. As the Krishna conscious movement, the society becomes, you know, bigger and bigger as we've got children and children and children, you know, devotees, families and children and their children, and, you know. And we're seeing that in order for, in order for devotees to develop nicely, then we actually need a society. My spiritual master often mentions this. We need a society to actually protect devotees. We need to build a whole society where devotees don't have to associate so much with non-devotees, so they can work within the association of devotees and live with the association of devotees and engage in recreation in association of devotees, so speaking about a society. And Prabhupada speaks about a society within his books, the purpose. So, I can't give you exact the details, but it's what we're looking for, but read through Prabhupada's books, and he does give instructions on such a thing. And devotees in the next thousands of years, they will be consulting Prabhupada's books. And certain instructions will then become, oh, now is the time to apply this instruction. Yeah, now is the time. But that takes a child is, you know. That takes, you know, that takes, I'm not found with cherries, but cherries that takes, you know, to actually be able to divine and be able to ascertain the specific instructions the Prabhupada has given. That takes some governing body commission. Serious. Okay, the rest of them. Hare Krishna, Shri Prabhupada.
Okay.